interview.
Okay, let's go. 1, 2, 3. How's that? Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Hello. So my name is Anna. I'm from Rudy's Baking Town, the radio show on Radio Liberté, 89.4. My first question is maybe basic, but I was thinking that specials had a message to pass 35 years ago. And I'm wondering if today it's still the case, and if it's yes, what is the message you would like to pass?
Yes, I suppose the subjects, the songs that we, or the subject matter that we talked about 35 years ago are still relevant today. Injustice is timeless, isn't it? And racism still exists. And music still has the power to bring people together, make them dance, and turn negativity into positivity. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that was kind of what we set out to do.
Maybe one after another, yeah?
We do the interview
later.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my another question is, how it's your work with, because I know that you have a brass section, which is not a permanent one, but you have like people joining you, like trombone player, which I know, by the way.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, how is your work with them? If they, when they play with you, if they know already materials, or they are just playing a vista, or how it happens?
Oh yes, they know the material. They're very experienced musicians. They have real work. You know, in London, especially our brass section are phenomenal. Mm-hmm. They're all ex Royal College, but they know how to play ska, and they're very enthusiastic. We are very privileged to work with some fantastic musicians. Our keyboard player Nikolai is a phenomenally talented gentleman. It's like we hire, you know, Lewis Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
We hire Lewis Hamilton and we get him to drive a bread van.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like they're not playing to the full limit of their capacity almost. You know, but they are really good and they really enjoy playing with us.
And another question is, how would you describe the public of today comparing to the time when you started with the specials?
There are more generations now. Obviously, there are people who saw us back in 1979, 1980. Then there are their younger brothers who perhaps heard the records but never saw the band. Then there are their children. So we have lots of generations coming to see us. And it's a lot happier. The concerts are a lot safer, you know. I'm not going to say it's more fun, but it's different. It's a lot more relaxed. It was quite tense back in 79 and 1980, but it was very exciting. It was very urgent. So it's different. It's good different.
And I was wondering how are your today relation with Jerry Dammers?
Okay, he is not on my Christmas card list.
Okay.
it's probably the nice way of putting it.
Okay. Okay. And if you know what would do you?
I miss him. I mean he was the man who invented this group. You know, so he is the elephant in our front room, if we have an elephant in our front room.
And maybe continue. I will.
All right. Okay.
Invent.
As I told, I'm Sébastien from Up and Down
Sebastian,
radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a radio show in Limoges, in France. Mm-hmm. I wonder. Today is your last show of the tour.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I want to know how you feel before, during, and after a show.
Okay.
Generally, of the specials.
Before a show, I am very nervous.
Yeah.
I sit at the side of the stage, and it's the only time I drink something the whole evening. I have a little bit of whiskey or brandy or something just to take me. When I get on stage, I am quite nervous. But once it starts, I'm fine. I have a great time on stage, and afterwards, I think I walk about 6 centimeters above the ground for about sort of 2 or 3 hours, and then and then I fall asleep. hopefully I fall asleep.
And continue playing.
So that's kind of a kind of habit. But I still got nervous. But I think that's how I cope with being a musician.
Yeah,
I play in a little blues band, back in Coventry, just four people, yeah. You know, and I get nervous when I'm playing in, you know, to about 50, you know, I get nervous then as well. So, but yeah. that's how I roll.
Yeah, I heard that you are playing with in a blues band with Neil Davis from the Selector.
Yes, that was a while back. That was about 10 years ago. Yeah, that was okay. Great. I really enjoyed doing that. Yeah. I wanted to come to Paris to play that, okay. but we couldn't come, which was a shame. It was a great band.
Yeah, what you prefer, playing blues or ska?
Oh, God, no, difficult question. No, I like both. I think they're both very similar from a bass player's point of view. They're both similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I heard that you had other project inside of the band. You are in art too.
Yes, yeah.
And what about this one? You put it on the side, you continue doing
it? Oh, well, I'll be back painting on Tuesday.
Yeah?
Yeah, really, I will. It will. I mean, I met Jerry Dammers at art school. Okay. I am art trained. I have a degree. Here you go. There you go.
Oh, that's thank you. Oh, all right. Your famous cassette.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't got any left. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Thank you
so much. Yeah.
The lucky one.
And in Maisie House project, you wrote a book few years ago about Scout for Life.
Yeah, Rudy pour la vie.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
And why you wrote this book at the moment? Because you wanted to speak about the special, because you were thinking that it was finished?
Yes. Some people had written books about the specials, but they were written by fans, and they were quite factually inaccurate, to be honest. And my parents, they bought the English music press all the time, and they had, I think it was 11 scrapbooks, 11 book of cuttings that related to interviews that we did, that Madness did, that the Selector did. And I kept diaries when we first went to America in 1980 and when we first went to Japan. And so I had a lot of material to choose from, and reading these and talking to people reminded me of other things. So it was just a kind of writing it down and collating it. I was a school teacher when I wrote that.
Okay.
I thought I would retire as a school teacher. I didn't think that the band would ever get back together again. So I sort of did it as a labour of love.
Okay.
Really.
Yeah. Great. So you will have to write a second one now.
Yeah. Scarred again.
Yeah, that's it. But you tell me that it's your last show of the tour.
Yes,
today. Is it any other plans, any other festival or gig?
We're not doing a great deal next year. We're going to South America, Mexico and Chile, and possibly some Brazil or Argentina on the way back. So there are four shows. That's in March, and then we do three concerts in England in July. So that's but there again in 2016, if we can still walk, we're going to do a lot more work in 2016.
We
have a very lazy work ethic. We have done 23 concerts this year.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
That's not a lot. Just enjoy it.
Pardon?
You enjoy it?
Oh, it's fabulous. Yeah, it's better than shouting at children.
And would you like to, because I think about this one because I meet Anna today, would you like to play at the London International Ska Festival?
I am going to. I have a traditional ska band
that
plays Scatterlights and Rico tunes with the people from the specials who aren't in the special, with the keyboard player and the horn players. And we are great. It's called.
So, do we have a name?
The Uptown Ska Collective.
Because I heard about it. Yeah. So, and is there an album of this collective? No.
I mean, it's very, very difficult to get. It's nine people. It's very difficult to get them all in the same place at the same time. But Sean, the guy who runs the International Ska Festival, has said I've known him for a long, long time. So he said he would give us some work this year.
Okay.
As long as the specials aren't working.
Yeah.
It's good. 2015 looks quite good for me and ska anyway. Yeah.
It should be nice.
And I was wondering if there will be some project maybe with Rhoda Dakar with the specials, because I was thinking that she has such a lovely voice and she.
I've had it in my bag. Yes, I recorded that album with her. Yeah.
So yeah. It's a really. So you think that we could see her as well with you?
Oh, I don't know about that, but I'm sure she'd like to come out and play. Yeah.
It will be. And I have as well a question. If up to you, the public, when you have now in this time, if they are more, it's their biggest fan of ska comparing to the 80s or not? If up to you, it's the time that really ska is like, it's more like a revival club, or it's like if because ska it's an old music, we love this music, but if this music is don't go arrive to the end, or it's more like increasing time for ska.
I think it gets a lot. Different people interpret it different ways. The Americans play it very fast, don't they? You know, the bass tones, you know, Real Big Fish and all that kind of, you know, and it, but that's how. Personally, I don't like it, but that's how they've you know, merged it with punk, which was what we did. You know, I'm not going to criticise it. And then there are other people who play it a lot more traditional. It's great, but it's just another part of youth music, like heavy metal or whatever.
But I was wondering if up to you, the public who is coming now to the ska concert, you think it's biggest comparing to the time before? Or
yes, I suppose so. Yeah. I suppose before it was just bands like the Scatterlights who would play it, and it would be quite exclusive to the black community. And I think with the specials, it's broadened it out to a wider audience, which is a good thing. Yeah. I mean, a lot of those, you know, those reggae guys, are able to come back, and the ones that are still alive, to do concerts now, and like Freddie Notes and Dandy Livingston and people like that. That's great.
Okay. Do you have maybe other questions?
I wanted to ask you, because you used to play in a big room in a big festival. Do you like it? Do you enjoy it? You prefer personally to go in a little pub? So special as maybe we'll play in small festivals?
I love playing in small venues. With my little blues band, you know, that we do that. Mm-hmm. And that's great. The specials, there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Tonight there are 11 people on stage.
Okay.
It's very difficult to put that in a, you know,
in a small festival.
But festivals are totally different to playing in little venues, but it's good, you know. I wouldn't like to just play festivals. It's a difference.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like to be able to play in a small venue one day, and then next week play a in front of 50,000 people. It's great, you know.
Yeah, it's going to to change.
I'm very lucky to be able to do that.
Yeah,
I'm very very lucky, you know.
That's great. It's a great experience each time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And you enjoy the more playing as tonight alone, or playing in a festival with other bands?
It doesn't matter. The mere fact that people are coming to see me is great, you know.
Yeah.
I'll be 62 next year. You know.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, really. Yeah. That I can still do this.
Yeah.
You know.
It's amazing.
You know, I'm very very lucky to be able to do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And tonight you should play with another band. John Slide, and for technical reasons you were not able to play.
Yes, that's a shame, wasn't it?
But what do you think about it?
That's a shame, but as you say, there are technical reasons, because they're doing this filming stuff and whatever. Yeah, that's a drag. But we've had some very good support bands on our tour in Europe.
Do you heard about them, or generally do you heard about some French ska bands?
No, the promoter usually puts the band on it. It's not a great deal. We had the decision for our UK shows. Mm-hmm. We chose the bands that we had on when we were in Europe. The band in Amsterdam was called Boss Capone. And they were very good. Yes, I liked them very much. It's a bit like the Agrolites, you know, just four people and they all sang.
Yeah.
And they were great. Very good. Yeah.
It's really great. And I,
Still, if you have more, come on.
I think we have to
future. Oh, I have one idea. Come on.
What about the future of ska in the future year? How you imagine? Do you think it will?
Oh, I don't think. I'm not in charge. I'm not in charge of the music.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think it's great. I like, you know, but like
the reggae tendon, the reggae sound is like all over pop now. Well, there's this drum and bass. The whole drum and bass thing is all like a reggae thing. Oh, can you get me some more water?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have to.
Sorry. Luckily, I don't sing. So I don't know. I think if you know, I mean, I'm not stopping anyone to come along and use the music. You know. Yes.